This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Dead in Hip Hop, DE365, Elzai, and Oh No, Heavy Vibrato. Straight off, the dope as fuck. Dope as fuck. I love what Oh No brought to this. Because here's the thing. Elzai is one of them tier of rappers that he gonna rap, but how you really like the album comes down to the production. I think he has a little bit of the Nas syndrome. Like, nigga, yeah, you could rap. Yeah, you sound dope as fuck. But then sometimes some of the beats, I'm like, nigga, you wasted all of that on this? Like, really? This is not that, though. this is not that. Oh No, more than Elzai, took you on a roller coaster ride. The production on here was simply amazing. It took you to a lot of different places. And Elzai was in the front seat. And he made sure that everybody else enjoyed the ride. Because what Elzai did on this, Ken, like I said, like, you never have to question the ability of Elzai. But the production and the combination of what Elzai did on this, Ken, I don't know how we didn't talk about this. And obviously, I know it came out later in the later in the year, November 10th, 2023, 12 songs, 35 minutes. Was B heavy on this one?
I think B said it was like in his top something.
And I agree. I slept on it. I didn't listen to this until, you know, doing D365 a couple months later, but this is a fucking great album.
Yeah, I see why it was ranked so high on B's list. From Trick Dice to In Your Feelings. But man, R.I.P., bro. Goddamn.
Radio International Programming.
Goddamn Guilty Simpson, bro. I mean, Jesus Christ. I talk about amazing, really, really, really dope ass verse, bro. Just how he just laid everything out within the theme of the song. It was just like, oh man, and Elzai set it up perfect. And then he just handed that bitch off. Guilty just came in and just took it home, man. That shit was so fucking good. And the beat on that, oh my God, I know we get to the beat in the beats in a second.
Ken.
But Jesus Christ.
Go ahead.
Oh, and then just Blue on Smoke.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
oh,
sir.
My God. And oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Yeah. Nah.
And how fireballs come before smoke. So, like, obviously the fire, then you see the smoke. Ken, I want to go to fireballs. So, when I was talking about the roller coaster ride of the production, that's what I'm talking about. Because it's not, like, super aggressive or angry, but in comparison to some of the other production on here, like, that's the angry one on this motherfucker. And then Elzai, again, he's so smooth that I can't say it's angry, but it's hard. Like, I like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's never going to be overbearing. He's never going to be loud, but it's just hard. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. Like, it just slaps and it's perfect. Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like Oh No just took you places and then Elzai just ushered you along and said, yeah, no, this is how you're supposed to go. We're going to go here. We're going to go there. No, keep your hands inside. You know, like, it was just a perfect combination.
Yeah, I'm at an A-plus on the production, man. I think Oh No was somewhere else to me. Mm-hmm. I think, and the reason why I'm so high on it is this two-song sequence here with Fireballs. I think you nailed it with Fireball Smoke, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the energy, the semi-aggression or urgency of that beat, how it comes in, and then it just smooths right out, right when it goes to Smoke with Blue. Mm-hmm. And that the way it just kind of, I mean, it just blended right in. And that beat that Blue's on fits perfectly for what Blue does. So it's like you brought Blue and Elza like into a comfort zone. You know, Blue could definitely rap over that, but man, that shit was crazy. And the other beat on here, which I think is amazing, is Bishop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The bass line on Bishop. Oh man, every time I listen to it, I'm like, oh my God, what is going on here? Like, this is like crazy, because it's like there's a rhythm and a pattern to it, but it's like not. And it just keep you on your toes.
Yes, it's very, very LA, West Coast, early 90s, before Dr. Dre.
Mm-hmm.
Before it became like the funk shit. It was like, that's what this felt like to me. And then in Twilight as well, Ken. Another joint where, again, it's just, it's smooth and hard at the same time. Like, to me, look, Elzai brought it, but Oh No was a star of the show. I'm sorry, Elzai. You did what you, like, you did it to the umpteenth degree. Look, and I'm not even going to rate everything individually. This is just an A+.
You know, I don't know, people. I think they on equal footing.
Mm.
And I think I see where you're going with Oh No. But Bishop using Pac, basically telling the story of Juice, weaving Tupac's lyrics in it and album titles, more than the lyrics, probably. Album titles more than the lyrics, Strictly for My Niggas, All Eyes on Me, that stuff. Mm-hmm. And the way he told that story.
But we know that's Elzai.
I know, man, but it was still so fucking amazing, bro. See, like,
so here's the thing, Kat. I don't disagree. But obviously that beat brought that shit out of him. I don't know. For me,
I feel you.
For me, and I'm not saying Elzai was like, I mean, Oh No, was like miles ahead of Elzai.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, he was like a step or two ahead. Like, I don't know. To me, when I listened to this project, I was just so gone in the atmosphere, like that soundscape. Like, cause typically I be listening to these projects, Ken, with one AirPod in and I'm doing other stuff. Sometimes when something catch my ear, I'll replay that song or I let it play, you know, two or three times, depending on, you know, how busy I am. This one, I had to put both of them in.
Oh, this is headphone music.
Yeah, this is headphone music.
And
as much as I love bumping the whip music, you could bump this in the whip, but this is not made for that. This is for you. You were talking about movies on another one of the projects. This is a fucking movie. You put both of them in and you just let motherfucking Elzai narrate you through this whole fucking picture that he's painting throughout this whole fucking project, bro.
Yeah.
Like this project is really, 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 really good.
Yeah, no. Overall. It's definitely a strong AA+ for me, because I think, just going back to Bishop, like, a beat like that could really, really overshadow a regular MC. Mm-hmm. Elzai's not a regular MC.
No, not at all.
But it's almost like Elzai was like, nah, I'm not going to let you do me like that. And he was like, I'm going to write the illest shit. And he just did. But, man, this shit is fantastic, bro. Like, yeah, and I think there's still more things to be discovered. But, nah, it's a superb album. Definitely AA+.
Yeah. No, 100%. Look, just go listen to it. Heavy Vibrato. We out. Peace.
Peace.